We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support.
Stardate, November 21st. If you've ever left a can of soda in the freezer for too long, you can appreciate what happened to the largest moon of the planet Uranus. It cracked. Titania is almost 1,000 miles in diameter, less than half the size of our moon. But it orbits Uranus at about the same distance as the moon does from Earth. And like the moon, it's locked in such a way that the same hemisphere always faces its planet. When Titania was born, its interior was warm, but it quickly froze. As it did so, the surface cracked, creating some impressive canyons. The largest is a network known as Messina Chasma. Like Titania itself, it's named for a character from Shakespeare, in this case, from A Midsummer Night's Dream. The canyons are more than 900 miles long, wrapping from the equator to near the South Pole. They're up to 60 miles wide and miles deep. Few impact craters have scarred Messina, indicating that it's fairly young. In fact, Titania's entire surface appears to be younger than those of Uranus's other big moons. That doesn't mean the moon itself is younger. Instead, it probably was repaved by ice flowing from inside, resetting the clock for this fractured moon. Uranus is in view all night in Taurus, and it's closest to Earth for the year, 1.7 billion miles away. Despite the distance, it's big enough that it's an easy target for binoculars, but you need a decent telescope to see Titania. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.